From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. As always, we will be giving you some global headlines. And in those headlines will be many, many topics, but some of them will include, as if things weren't bad enough, Russian professor predicts end of U.S. Now, that's all the rage in Moscow, and they're saying we will disintegrate. Why? Why did they say this?
He said, number one, because of the economic disaster that's going to tear the country apart. Number two, because of immorality, and he's right there. Believe me, we're laden with sin. And he said, because of what's coming, there could be a civil war in the United States of America, one person against another. It would be so drastic that it would even divide the nation, and much of the East Coast, New York, Washington, would become a part of the European Union. That's not me saying it. I'm just telling you what he says, but only God knows what's coming.
Jack wrote a book that truly expresses right here the economic turmoil that we are in. Truly we are, and I'm amazed at what he had to say. Read it with me, friends. I think you'll be amazed, too. A momentous event that will be the beginning of a movement to bring into existence a world government that is now forming. You probably wonder what may bring such a system into existence. I've no doubt that the spiraling inflationary trend will be the culprit. How in the world do you know that, Jack? In fact, I believe a worldwide economic crisis may lead all of us into a world government under a one-world despot who manipulates humanity with his international computers. How close are we to such a government? The scene has been set in your lifetime and mine. A lot to consume, right? First of all, I want to ask Jack why in 1983 he could even imagine the terrible turmoil we're having over our economy, Jack.
Because I believe this book. Go to now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered and the rust of them shall be a witness against you in judgment day. And then he says, you've heaped treasure together. Watch it for the last days. That's why I said we were heading for the last days of the New World Order because of the financial catastrophe that would come. It's here and it's global. Now, in Revelation 18, you see the merchants of the world wailing and weeping and crying out in anger because no one is buying their goods anymore. In Revelation 18:10 says, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Verse 17, 1 hour so great riches has come to naught, to nothing. Verse 19, in 1 hour is she made desolate. And when you read everything from verse 11 to 16, they're crying over 28 baubles, trinkets, conversation pieces, all the goods of the world. They can't sell them. Exactly what's happening right now. It gets so bad in Ezekiel 7:19, they are casting their silver in the streets and their gold is being removed in the day of the wrath of the Lord. And that's the tribulation hour, the seven-year period, as found in Revelation chapter 16, verse 1. Now, Rexella, how does this one come into power in this world government? This world leader comes to power on a peace platform. Daniel 11:21, he comes in peaceably. Daniel 11:24, he enters peaceably. And in Daniel 9:26, this leader makes a seven-year contract with Israel and the nations of the world. 7 years, 7 years. If it's not that, it is not the one from the Word of God. All right, and that's Daniel 9:27. And so everyone is happy. They're saying, oh, isn't it great? Look what he's done. Peace, 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 peace. We don't have to worry about war anymore. And that's, of course, Jeremiah 6:14 and Jeremiah 8:11. But it isn't going to last. It only lasts for the first 42 months of the contract and then is broken by this same leader in Daniel 9:27. And guess who makes the first move to the Middle East? Russia, Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, Rosh, all cities in Russia now, Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2, and it's the battle of the latter years and latter days, verses 8 and 16, and it's called Armageddon, Revelation 16, 16. And you see, he has destroyed many by the peace contract because they were trusting it, and now war has broken out, and it's become the contract of death and hell as millions die because it was all false. And that's Isaiah 28:15. Now, China makes the second move, Revelation 16:12, the kings of the sun rising, British Revised Version, and the kings of the east, China, and they march down to the Middle East, and it's the greatest war in history, Revelation 9, verses 14 onward. Now, then there's a third move as all nations come against Jerusalem, Zechariah 14, verse 2, and that's when Christ appears in verse 4, sets his feet upon the Mount of Olives, destroys and puts out of business this world order that had been formed, and he sets up his own. He comes, it's the end of it. And that's 2 Thessalonians 2:8 and Zechariah 14, 16 and Revelation chapter 19, verses 19 and 20. And then he sets up his kingdom, the everlasting kingdom, the new one that's worthy. And that's when he comes as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 19, 16, to rule and reign for 1,000 years, Revelation 20, verse 4. And then forever and ever after he's recommissioned, because the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever and forever. And because he's going to reign forever, the world will never end. Praise the Lord.
And you know, friends, we've given you a lot of information here today. Much of it is not new to you. You read your newspapers every day, and you see the terrible crisis that we're in globally. You say, what's the way out? The way out is having our Lord come back and straighten up the whole mess. And he's going to one day. But if he does come today, we want you to be ready. In fact, we want you to have peace today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow to have peace. You can have it today. Jack, show us, if you will, how to have peace.
Oh, can you realize that this is the end? This is the final sign, this new world order. And then Jesus comes. Be ready. How do you get ready? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. You believe God's word? Look at me then and do it. Jesus, I'm calling on you now to save me. Jesus, your name means Savior, and you're the only Savior. So here's my prayer, Jesus. Come into my heart. Thank you for dying for my sin, shedding that holy blood at Calvary's cross, that precious blood that can cleanse me. Save me forever. Jesus, I accept you as my personal Savior today. Come into my heart now. I pray in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. And congratulations if you prayed that prayer, because you made the greatest decision of your life, opening your heart to the Lord. If you made that decision, write to me. There's my address, and I'll send you absolutely free this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. We really want you to have it and walk with the Lord, not only forgiven of your sins, but peace for a troubled world. Now, here's our announcer to tell you how you can receive Revelation Rumblings. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella, my friend. To order Revelation Rumblings, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation of $24.95 to Jack Vanapie Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation of $24.95 to Jack Vanapie Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now back to Rexella.
Oh, my, I trust that you will make that call. There's the 800 number. There's the address. Make it right away. If you want to understand what's going on in the world, you really need to have this in your home. So call us right away. I want to leave you with a very, very good thought. I really, really like this one. To avoid being tempted by forbidden fruit, stay away from the devil's orchard. How true. We'll look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you, and so do we so very much. Bye-bye.